Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So very, very busy day in the news. But many of us woke up to the news of former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor leaving us at the age of 93. And interestingly, people were talking, going, you know, it was dementia or Alzheimer's, or, you know, they didn't know she was ill. We heard that she had started to be fighting advanced dementia a while ago, but it makes you feel uneasy when somebody very healthy appearing, kept up with their health, very astute, learned, kept their mind busy. When you see something like that happen, it does hit you hard. Sandra Day O'Connor, for those of us in the Gen X generation, baby boomer generation, when we saw her nominated by Ronald Reagan in the 80s, being the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court, it was a remarkable day. And she actually was a swing vote in a lot of cases, and she was very popular by many because she was fair. And I haven't necessarily followed all of her rulings, but she made some significant decisions that had to do with giving states more rights than feds in terms of affirmative action and other things. And so when you see her leave at the age of 93, which is a fantastic longevity of life, it does make you feel sad, and it also kind of makes you question, you know, who is dying of dementia? Who is getting dementia? And, you know, we keep talking about how if you eat healthy, if you choose healthy habits, if you stick to healthy habits, you could stave it off. So when somebody like, I cannot believe I could be forgetting names. See, this is a sign of it. When you start to forget certain names. Sean Connery passing from Alzheimer's. Sean Connery. Now, you never thought anything could get him down. He was 007. Sandra Day O'Connor. Alzheimer's, dementia affecting multiple individuals, and yet you see other individuals that could still go on well into their hundreds. And so it's not an easy topic to talk about, but she also passed away from what we believe to be respiratory issues that affected her. And oftentimes when you start to have some changes in your cognitive function, the physical health starts to fail as well. But, you know, we're still really in our infancy in trying to figure out why people get dementia and how to stave it off. And when healthy appearing people and those who are keeping their minds active and those who worked out their brain to become a Supreme Court justice, you know, and to have gone through all the legal training and education that she has, when you work a muscle like that, you expect it to never fail. And I think a lot of us who thought it could never happen to us, after we sustain the memory loss from COVID, we start to think, wait a second, this could be me. And some of us fear getting hit by a bus. Some of us fear cancer. I fear dementia. I saw a family member of mine have dementia, start running around naked outside. You know, that's not something I want to be doing, nor I don't think my neighbors want to see that. They see enough of me half naked, you know, running out to get the garbage and paper or whatever else. And, you know, what do we do? Why are we so behind the times when it comes to, we've done amazing advancements in cancer, amazing advancements in diabetes and heart disease, We have people with triple vessel heart disease, multiple vessel heart disease, and we're able to keep them alive. We have individuals with stage 4 melanoma like Jimmy Carter, bless his heart. He still alive. And we can't even begin to conquer dementia. All we can do is do the best we can. And if you look throughout medicine, whenever we didn't know how to treat something or we didn't have the tools, we always went to good diet, good exercise, get outdoors, sleep well, cut your stress, avoid extraneous things to your body that you don't need, like alcohol, smoking, tobacco, drugs, sugar. But, I think we're learning that that's not enough. And there's something else that's causing us to deteriorate faster than we should be. And, Sandra Day O'Connor, her legacy is obviously nothing we have enough time to even put a dent into with all her service and work. But, seeing her pass is not easy. And it just reminds us that we still have a long way to go. I know people say, yeah, but she was 93. 93 is a fantastic age. And, yes, it is beyond the average life expectancy. But technically, our bodies should be able to live longer than they do if we're doing the right things. So then what is happening to us that's starting to make that change? Is it genetics? Is it that our chromosomes and our telomeres start to unravel like shoelaces? Is it that we're exposed to too much radiation? And, or is it just that we haven't determined what, whether it's a virus or pathogen or something we're being exposed to that could cause more damage than we hope? My worry is one of those things could be COVID. And I'm worried that many of our life expectancies, as well as our cognitive function, is going to be shortened lifelong because of the stupid virus that we still don't have transparency on and we still don't have answers on. And all hands on deck when it comes to dementia and Alzheimer's and cognitive function and Parkinson's and neurodiverse diagnoses. They're one of the hardest. They might not be the sexiest thing to study, but we are in dire need of that being looked at. Sandra Day O'Connor leaves us at the age of 93. First woman to serve on the Supreme Court. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. George Santos has been ousted from Congress. He's a piece of work. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in psychology, we have a term that's used flippantly, but there's pathology behind it. When you have somebody who's a pathological liar, and I've known people to be pathological liars, and I'm not saying George Santos is a pathological liar, but it is one of the reasons why he got booted out of Capitol Hill. But pathological lying is something that happens when somebody does not like their truth, their present, their current life or history or past or future. And so they convince themselves and others that an alternate reality is the truth, that they came from other means. They had different parents. They had a different background, education. And when you hear of some of the things that George Santos had been accused of lying about, where he studied, what happened to his mother, I think there's been allegations that he fabricated his family, had links to the Holocaust, that he was Jewish, and he wasn't Jewish. And then he had to clarify, saying, well, my friends said I seemed like a Jew, so I was Jew-ish. What's going on here? I think he fabricated that he worked on Wall Street, that he recovered from a brain tumor. These are things, and it makes you wonder, you know, if somebody like that is psychologically stable. When you are delusional, right, you believe something that's not your reality. And I'm not giving George Santos a diagnosis, but when people question whether it was constitutional and whether it was the right thing to do to remove and expel him from Congress today, as much as I do not want there to be these, a majority oppressing the minority and witch hunts and all sorts of other things that can sadly happen, and we've seen it happen in even today's political landscape, I will always find myself on the side of making sure that whoever is representing their constituents is of sound mind. And when you have somebody that isn't making white lies, like, oh, yes, you look beautiful, Miss Pelosi, former Speaker Pelosi, but actually lying on the resume, getting elected based on those alleged fabrications, then we do have a duty to protect the constituents and the American people. So George Santos is a Republican, 35 years old, and was, I believe, the sixth person to ever be, a House member, to ever be expelled in congressional history. He allegedly has stolen donor funds to spend on OnlyFans and Botox. And the vote today was, I think, 311 to 114. And two members just voted present, and I don't think they voted for or against. So as he left the House floor, he said, to hell with this place. And it is, to me, very concerning that somebody like this got as far as he did to get into Congress. Now, last month he didn't get expelled because 31 Democrats and most Republicans voted to keep him in. They wanted to wait until an ethics committee report came out detailing his wrongdoings. And in order to expel somebody, there had to be 2/3 vote in the House. But this time, 105 Republicans voted for him to leave. And I know people are saying, well, now that puts the GOP in a position where a Democrat can take his seat, and the GOP has to do the right thing, the House has to do the right thing. And the ethics report said he improperly diverted campaign contributions to pay for Botox treatments, Hermes bags, OnlyFans purchases, and cash withdrawals at a casino. Now, you are innocent until proven guilty. But if the judicial process only works super quickly for Trump, when it goes to, all right, we have to indict Trump and we have to take him to court, Trump's in court next day. But for George Santos, this could take months. And even though Santos pleaded not guilty to 23 charges in federal court, including identity theft, charging his donors' credit cards without their approval, submitting false campaign reports, he does not face trial until next September. And he represents New York's 3rd District. And what is supposed to happen when you have somebody that's representing you that is now, you know, facing these charges? And it's again, I think you're innocent until proven guilty. That's the way America should do it. But if the acts are continuing, then similarly to, you know, what happens in our current judicial system, although you're not going to be jailed or tried, do we suspend you or remove you from office? And when you look at what the Health Ethics Committee found, $3,000 in campaign funds for Airbnb in the Hamptons, transferred to his business, $6,000 for luxury Ferragamo goods. I'm not really much, I don't know much about luxury goods, but apparently he used some of his campaign money to pay his rent, casino, inflated personal loans to his campaign. These are things where the American people need somebody who was elected based on truth. And if he got elected because they thought he went to, what was it, Wharton School of Business or all these other things, that he was Jewish, that he was, then no, that's false representation. So as much as I hate to see something like this happen, I think it was the right thing to do. Now, that leaves the question, how do we discern if somebody is mentally fit to hold office? And is a pathological liar enough to remove somebody? Is Biden's gaffes and issues enough to remove somebody? Well, we don't have a lot of standards. Right now, the verbiage is kind of kind of vague. In terms of, look, if they are unfit for duty, they could be removed. Hey, well, unfit, I understand, if you're in a coma. Oftentimes, the vice president has been in the president's chair when our presidents have undergone colonoscopies and have been sedated. But a cognitive deficit can be measured. And I get people are very concerned that if you get one psychologist, it could be completely biased. But I think in 2023 and going into 2024, we should be able to devise psychological testing that can interpret if somebody is in reality or delusional or hallucinating or severely losing cognitive function. But if our House of Representatives and our Senate and our executive branch and our judicial branch are making life and death decisions for our military, making life and death decisions for our health care, making life and death decisions for their constituents, we owe it to the American people to make sure that whoever's representing us has their full faculties. And my issue with George Santos, you know, isn't that he has been accused of all these things, if he has been caught in lies, and we've seen him try to double down or explain some of those lies, and a pathological liar, right, is a lack of cognitive acuity. And if he can't understand his own reality, let's take away the maliciousness and the criminal aspect to it, because that's enough to be expelled from Congress. But if he really is unaware that that's not his reality, that he was not Jewish, that he didn't, his family didn't flee the hall, or whatever the stuff he was saying, then that to me is cognitive deficit and severe cognitive deficit and severe mental illness. So he needs help. And now his constituents do, because they need someone to fill a seat. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA News Update. Retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who blazed trails as the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court, has died. O'Connor was 93. Today, marking the 68th anniversary of Rosa Parks refusing to move to the back of a bus and give a white man her seat, the Congressional Black Caucus has asked Congress to support a bill that would declare today, Rosa Parks Day, a federal holiday. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer responded to Hunter Biden stipulation that he will abide by a congressional subpoena, but only if it's held publicly. Comer told Fox News Digital that he will release all the transcripts publicly after a closed-door meeting with Hunter Biden. Israeli fighter jets struck several targets in the Gaza Strip just minutes after that week-long truce expired this morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for those of you that saw the debate, I wasn't necessarily with you the whole time because I was watching the Dallas game and the Seahawks game, which was fantastic. Dallas did, was it a 38-31? I forget the final score, but Dallas did beat the Seahawks. That was, I thought, a fantastic game. Thought I was just going to watch it for an hour and then switch over to the Newsom-DeSantis debate, and I never got around to it because the game was pretty close. So, sorry, I chose football over the debate. However, the debate, from what I understand, and from the clips I've seen, and I did tape it, so I'm going to see the whole thing, I kind of demonstrated a few things. First and foremost, Governor Newsom needs to get his throat checked. As a physician, I cannot stand it when I hear that people suffer from hoarseness and they don't get adequate evaluation for it. Now, I haven't necessarily been following Governor Newsom's speeches and hearing the strength of his voice. A lot of us do get hoarse when COVID comes around and what is cough and cold season. But I've had friends who have sadly died of throat cancer, and I do not want any hoarseness overlooked. So if Governor Newsom persists on being hoarse, for the love of God, please get seen by an ENT, have them do a nasal pharyngolaryngoscopy, goes up the nose, down the throat to take a look. I've had one. When I was having sore throats and I was getting hoarse, my voice has really changed over the years in radio. I've been in radio as of next month. It's going to be 15 years. And, you know, after screaming at your kids, and, you know, I don't really yell at my husband, but I probably speak louder to him now that he's like, huh, I can't hear you. You start to lose your voice. But I am a little nervous about Governor Newsom's voice, and I hope he's getting evaluated for that. We've spoken about, you know, throat cancer and things, and I'm not saying he has that. A lot of things can affect your throat: dryness, dry weather, cold weather, acid reflux. But I just want to make sure that hoarseness goes away and he gets checked. But now let's talk about the debate. So why this was done, and again, I credit Fox News and Sean Hannity for doing it. I just would have picked a different day. I would not have picked a football day, especially with a game like the Cowboys and Seahawks. So I think that was a misstep. But you have two candidates who are not necessarily going to probably be in the next presidential election. I don't care about that. You know, I think actually the discussion that these two have had has been long overdue, because throughout the COVID pandemic, we saw almost opposite in terms of what California was doing versus what Florida was doing. Now, Florida does not equal California. They are two completely different states, different demographics, different populations, different temperatures, now different climates. So they're not identical. Identical. But they were interesting, and these two were picked because one is, you have DeSantis who's running for president, Governor DeSantis of Florida, and then you have Newsom, who people are hoping on the Democratic side would run because of what's been happening with Biden. And so you have two people that could potentially be in the executive branch in the coming decades based on their age. They still have a good 30 years of politics ahead of them at least. So we could be looking at one of our future presidents with either two gentlemen. And so when two sorts of ideologies seem to be so opposite, it is intriguing to see who did what. Now, obviously, both governors reported that their way was better, and there was some fact checking. And, you know, DeSantis, I think he did pretty well. I think both of them did pretty well from what I saw. But, you know, DeSantis said, that California does have freedoms. California has freedom to defecate in public, freedom to shoplift. And he, you know, they made light of things and they jarred. And honestly, I think some of the best debates are when it's only two people going back and forth. But what the American public wants to know is, were the strict, rigid lockdowns of California, with kids not going back to school, with hair salons not being open, with dentist offices not being open, with high taxes, with soaring crime, you know, was that effective? And is there a place for that sort of governing in the future? On the flip side, on the Republican side of things, more lax, more of an anti-California. Go back to school. Open up your businesses. But technically, they had a slightly higher death rate. Now, California has more people than Florida, so I believe they did the numbers per 100,000. And when you look at the numbers, it wasn't that much more in Florida. But still, it was a little higher. Keep in mind, Florida has a lot of retirees, a lot of seniors, and a lot of nursing homes. And so, unfortunately, those entities could have a higher per capita of COVID mortality if you have groups that are in confined spaces such as nursing homes. And we know that what happened in nursing homes was a cluster and a seventh, especially in New York. So what the American public wants to know is if we do have another pandemic, now this mysterious white lung syndrome, pneumonia, or we have Ebola come back, or a new strain of COVID, is the Governor Newsom way the right way to do it? Or Governor DeSantis? And, of course, they sparred on border policies and things like that. And Governor Newsom has to be very careful, though. Now, he is still a part of the Democratic Party, and he cannot necessarily stomp on Biden's feet. That's why he was very clear to say, we're not, you know, I'm not going to be president. And that's not what this is about. He's got to be very careful, because if he doesn't have the Democratic powers that be support, he's not going to go far. So, you know, mind you, this was still, you know, there were other games that were shall we say, play. There were other intentions, you know, of this debate, so that it laid a platform. But the public wants to know, what is the healthiest thing to do? So we need science. Now, why has it taken a debate to finally get the public to start to be able to conceptualize what's better for them or not? Because we've learned that science can be subjective. Very simple studies originally showed that Florida did not have the exponential death rate that other public officials claimed they would, based on their less strict COVID lockdowns. But then other studies said, no, they did. Their death rate was higher. And so people want to make up their own science. They want to come up with their own test, their own litmus test. And that's what I think a lot of people might have been using with this debate. I don't know how many viewers, because, again, a lot of people were watching Thursday Night Football last night or whatever else on Netflix. But if we are not going to get science that we could trust, that we can believe is completely objective, and I get it. Look at the studies on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Initial studies said, hey, we could possibly use this. We need to consider using this. And these were by researchers and physicians. And then later studies said, nah, it didn't work. So people want to know, what could they trust? Who could they trust? So I fear that we are going to face another really bad epidemic. And I fear that people did not learn their lesson. And we messed up miserably not having kids back in school. We are still, almost 4 years later, seeing the ramifications of that. And so I don't think people are going to necessarily even follow the science, even if it's given. So, interesting debate, though. But Governor Newsom needs to get his throat checked. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So cases in Ohio of this quote-unquote white lung syndrome, mysterious pneumonia, that appeared to start in China, or first be reported in China, then we heard about it in the Netherlands a few days ago, have popped up in, I think, two states now. I think Ohio is one of them. And then I believe, and I'm sorry, we're hearing that there's other counties that have suggested that they've seen cases too. Now, what Ohio had reported was that they had an uptick in pneumonia cases that was extremely high for this time of year that dated back to August. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a brand new virus or a brand new illness, but it means that the pediatric population that usually doesn't get pneumonia in August to that degree, September, October, It's unique and considered an outbreak. Massachusetts is also reporting an uptick in cases. Now, the Netherlands, during the week of November 13th to 19th, said they had 103 pneumonia cases for every 100,000 children aged 5 to 14. With the Ohio numbers, I believe the Ohio numbers was about 124 total. I need to double check that because the numbers are changing. And the average age was 8. So many people are a little concerned. What is this? Now, remember, white lung syndrome is not necessarily a diagnosis. White lung syndrome is a term the media is loving to use because it sounds cool and different. And because they don't have a name of the pneumonia. Is it a viral pneumonia? Is it a bacterial pneumonia? Is it a fungal pneumonia? But white lung syndrome is, I think, being used inappropriately for this. But just so you know what it is, it's the lungs look white on x-ray where there's fluid, infiltrate, infection, because air is black, so white has opacity. The white means there's opacity, and fluid consolidation and infection can make things more opaque. Now, if you've ever seen pus, pus is kind of thick. That will alter the view on an x-ray or imaging from the air that's black because pus has a density. So they call it white lung syndrome. Now, they have been using antibiotics. And because if those are mycoplasma pneumonia infections, you could use antibiotics for these. Unfortunately, some of the antibiotics we use for these are starting to become resistant. We have overused antibiotics so badly. I had a patient today where the mom had said that he had been coughing for over 2 weeks. And she had called into telemedicine. And that she thinks the cough's getting worse and he has a fever. So I say, take him in. You got to get an x-ray. Get him checked out. But it took 2 weeks to convince a parent to go and get their child checked out. Many individuals are going online or doing telemedicine to just get medicine, antibiotics. Well, if it's a virus, those antibiotics aren't going to work. And now we're taking antibiotics out of the system, which are already in short supply, and possibly making these bugs stronger. So senators have urged President Biden to recommend travel advisories or even ban people from traveling to China because of China being overwhelmed with this pediatric pneumonia outbreak. Florida Senator Marco Rubio said President Joe Biden must take the necessary steps to protect the health of Americans, and now that parts of America have been increasing rises in cases. So he said that means we should immediately restrict travel between the United States and the People's Republic of China until we know more about the dangers posed by this new illness. Senator Marco Rubio said a ban on travel could now save our country from death, lockdowns, mandates, and further outbreaks later. Senator Marco Rubio was also joined by four other Republican senators, including J.D. Vance from Ohio, Rick Scott from Florida. So the CDC is suggesting that this is more bacterial. Mycoplasma pneumonia is the type of bacteria as opposed to strep. Strep is the most common cause of pneumonia. But mycoplasma pneumonia might be what's driving this. And we do see mycoplasma flare up every few years. And we do see it during cough cold season. The problem I have is we cannot trust China until further notice. And I hate to say that. I don't like to work in absolutes. But the fact that here we are 4 years later, still not getting the story of what happened with the Wuhan Institute of Virology lab and COVID, and it took the media to, make us aware that there was this pneumonia crisis in China makes me concerned. Now, the World Health Organization is asking for answers. Again, I'm surprised they didn't ask for answers then months ago. Why isn't anybody watching? If these cases are currently in America and they did stem from China, if they did, then that means what China's been grappling with started months ago. Now, let's say it didn't. Let's say the 2023-2024 cough, cold, and flu season is just the year of pneumonia. And bugs come and go, And this particular bug, Mycoplasma pneumonia, has been waiting in the wings and seeing an opportunity. As we've been battling COVID and flu, it's gotten stronger. And so, luck of the draw, it is now the soup du jour, or the bug of the day, when it comes to pneumonia. That could happen. But here's the thing. We usually don't get childhood pneumonia spikes like this. We've had illnesses that affect kids in the past. We've had hepatitis. We've had this polio-like enterovirus. But this is just, unfortunately, awfully, eerily similar to a untransparent battling of an outbreak that got past their borders into others. And so, yes, we do need a little bit more details. And it's concerning. Now, we don't know what the death rate could be. We don't know if all the kids survive and kids are going to be fine. But when hospitalizations are up, and remember, those are the ones that are reported. These people calling into telemedicine, those numbers aren't getting counted. So when a mom says, my kid has a cough, give them an antibiotic, it's not being reported to the CDC as pneumonia because nobody examined the patient. An x-ray wasn't done. It was through telemedicine. It was virtual. And so my worry is we may not have accurate numbers. The COVID numbers were also miscalculated, and that was a cluster and a seventh. Somebody dies of a car accident, and COVID, if they tested positive for COVID, that's on the death certificate. We needed a little bit more science behind that. Who actually came down with COVID, who were healthy and then succumbed to the illness, versus who had a heart attack or stroke that was induced by the COVID, or who just ended up testing positive for COVID and had a completely unrelated illness. So as we're looking at what's going on here with this quote-unquote white lung syndrome or this pneumonia that appears to be affecting a lot of children, we're going into the thick of our cough, cold, flu, pneumonia season. We're going to have people calling for school closures. We're going to have people calling for lockdowns. And there are people that are going to say absolutely, which is why I said let's make winter break longer and summer break shorter. Let's take part of those 3 long months of summer break and expand winter break a month and allow then there to be shorter summer break, longer winter break, just in case these kids are getting sick and we need to keep them away from others. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.